I had a friend call me this week, asking me where something was found in the Bible, and the way she worded it, I wasn't sure it was there like that, and basically it wasn't, but it means the same thing. And she didn't know where it was at, and in reading it, got to thinking on it a little bit, and we want to read it here this morning. And I want each and every one of you to pay attention to this. You know, I'm afraid a lot of times we forget what all of this world and all this creation was here for. It was for the pleasure of God. You know, I heard in the news this morning, we've launched some satellite with some kind of a telescope. I don't know where it's going to take up orbit here, if it's going to travel out through space or what, but it's supposed to be a real strong telescope and so powerful that they think that it can pull in the planets around several of the stars to let us see just what else is in the solar system. Well, you know, man has figured out before that there is some planets around some stars, but this is supposed to be, I forget how many, is 100 and some planets that they think that they'll be able to see with this telescope. And I don't know if that's true or not, but God knows exactly how many there is through all of them billions of stars that's out there. He knows how many planets that's orbiting around. He knows how many moons that's orbiting around those planets. And man has not figured it out. We think we're really something, but you know, we haven't even been able to figure out our own little solar system with our sun. It's in dispute whether Pluto is part of this or if it's what, or, you know, we don't even know. But God knows it all. And He's mindful of us. And that is the amazing thing right there. You know, I've worked on jobs where there was only 200 or 300 people. And a man could get lost in that amount of employees and the boss not even know whether you was there or whether you was working or anything. And to think of a God that's so mighty to create all of that and is mindful for every bit of it and where it's at and that it's doing what He intended for it to do. Well, if you'd like to read with us in the 4th chapter of Revelations, I want to read just the 11th verse. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created. Now, as I was thinking about this week, I was out in my backyard, and the little tiny peep frogs was hollering there at that pond so loud it was almost deafening. And you could have been around that pond just a few days ago, and you'd have thought there's not a sign of life here. But when the warm weather came, I don't know how many was around that pond, but it sounded like hundreds. And here they've come forth and they're singing just as loud as they can. Well, you get to thinking of all of God's creation and all the things that He made and how that God took such pleasure and thought into each and every thing that He made. And I've watched little ants. And I used to enjoy doing this as a kid. I would get me a fly swat, and I would kill flies are these carpenter bumblebees or something like that, and I'd find me an anthill and I'd take it and put it there and I'd watch them. And how that they one would come, and when it would find that, if you had it just a little ways from it, when it would find it, he'd grab a hold, and if he couldn't move it, back he'd go real quick, and then here would come a line of them. I don't know how they talked to one another, but he would communicate, I've got a job that's too big for me. And then to watch how that they would come out and begin to cut up that. If they all couldn't get it to move, they'd start cutting it up into pieces. And in just a little while, you'd see it would all be gone. And to think of a God that created them and put within them that mind, as tiny as they are, to figure out that we need to lay this up because there's coming a time when it's going to be cold, we're not going to be able to come out and find food. And God put that little heart. And the joy of God makes that little creature there and it doing exactly what he intended for it to do. And then as I held a little bird in my hand, know how delicate they are, and the seed of all God put into there. And I don't even begin to understand how it all works. But yet God, for his pleasure, he made it, and then put it in for our enjoyment, to be able to see these things. And sailing in the sky, oh, how beautiful they look. I'll never be able to hold one of them in my head. But yet my God did. He formed it and made it all so beautiful and so wonderful. From that on to the greatest, the elephant, the whales, and all of these things that God created and put here upon this earth for his pleasure to look at and for me and you to enjoy. But then, as I was thinking of all of this and how that God has arranged everything that man can see, and all of the beautiful mountains, you go and look at the majesty of the high rocky mountains and the snow caps that's there on the top of even in the summertime. And oh, how beautiful they are to look at, and how God took time to form and the great big tree that God created here, and he held the tea plant seed over the century still. All that done for the pleasure of God to look down. I've often wondered, God, as he calls to breathe, to blow through the body tree, if God enjoyed listening to that sound the way I do. When we were out west and sail at the base of a giant redwood, and hear the wind blowing through it, what a beautiful sound it was. God, and I'm sure he liked that very sound that I enjoy. There's it blows through that big mighty tree that stood there for the century. God created all these things for his pleasure, in that me and you can enjoy. In so many times here upon this earth, we see the things that man does, I'm sure God is not pleased with. Because what man is doing today was not the intent that God created man for. And you and I, we was created to give glory and honor and praise unto God. And each and every one of us, you know, I'm afraid a lot of times here, man falls so short of that, not because we can't, but because we won't. And, you know, you get to thinking about all the beautiful things that God created here on this earth. and all of the wonders. You know, any of you that's never seen one, if you've got an encyclopedia, you ought to go look up and find a picture of a platypus and look at it and read about it, because it looks like it was a bunch of spare parts of all kinds of things put together to make this one animal. But it looks like it's got pieces of animals and fowls and everything in it. And man thinks it evolved into this because, no, God sees pleasure in creating that animal, and it does exactly what God created it to do. Maybe it does it different than every other animal, but it fits in the corner where God put it. And you and I, you get to reading and thinking about all the things that God created, and how that each one was so specially thought out. You know, me and you, man will tell you that we was an accident, but to have the blood vessels formed in our body to carry oxygen to all of our body, all you've got to do to find out how important that is tie a string around your fingers and cut the blood off and see just how quick that finger gets cold. And if you leave that string tied on there tight enough, long enough, that finger will drop off. Why? It cannot survive without that blood being pulled through to it from your heart, being carried all over your whole body. But that was supposed to come about for some accident, if you listen to man. But it was a power of a God that is so superior, beyond anything that man can ever think about, that He created with all the blood vessels, the pain carried it right out to the skin, to all the nerve in it, to their lungs, to the table, to take in the air and get the oxygen out of it, and then expel that we don't see, for us to be able to look out there and see something and take a picture and put it within our brain that we can see and move. For our sense of feel, our sense of pain, everything that happened in the body, it was not by accident, but it was intelligent design, intelligent beyond anything you and I can imagine. And He done it that we might be here to give praise and glory and honor unto God. And to bring pleasure unto Him as He looks down. You know, if you go back and read in Genesis, you'll find after He created Adam and Eve, put them there in the garden, He come and walked with them occasionally, didn't He? In the cool of the evening, He come to visit them. Wouldn't it be wonderful today to have God come, walk right in amongst us, visibly, that we could see? It'd be wonderful. And I was thinking of this, and as you read that, it said, "For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are and were created." And I just made a little note here below that. "And for Thy pleasure I was and you were created." Me and you. That's why we were created. For the pleasure of God. And I'm so thankful He hasn't forgot about me. He's mindful of me. And He hasn't forgot about you. And each and every one of us, when we think something so small as a little hummingbird, I don't know how long that they live, but I know they live several years. Because if I'm late putting the hummingbird feeder out, that little bird that couldn't have a brain as big as a little tiny pea because his head ain't no bigger than that, it remembers where it got food last year. If I make it my hummingbird feeders out, it'll be buzzing around that porch looking for it. And remember, I used to eat here. Well, you know, man is not smart as that little bird. But all we forget so often, who it is that pays to take care of us.
God may give me the enjoyment of seeing that bird. And that's why I put the food out for it. But because I enjoy it, I'm there being what God created. And God working with my heart, it provides for that little bird. Me and you, we might not know what's going to happen, where that meal's coming from. But that God that watches over, that we're there for His pleasure, and we're being obedient to her, He will see that we have what we need. And a hummingbird, I've been out there working in the spring before, and though they don't sing a song, and a lot of songbirds, that little noise in their body, I love to hear it, and it gets my attention every time. Me and you, when we get on our knees and pray and talk to God, God loves to hear it, and it gets His attention, for He will move heaven and earth to do what we have, and we're pleasing us to Him.
And if we're bringing pleasure unto God, you can depend upon He's going to be there supplying what we need that will give us pleasure and enjoyment. Now, if you think it's going to take $1 million to make you happy, I'm not telling you God's going to give you that. Because if that's what it's taking to make you happy, you ain't got your mind and heart in the right place anyhow. You know, I've mentioned this several times. I could not describe the thrill that it brought to me the first time I held a hummingbird in my hand. How tiny, how small. Take that little wing and you pull it out, and those little delicate feathers, being so gentle with them because they are very delicate. But a God that created that. You look at those little feet. I don't see how. They're so tiny how they could have tendons and muscles and things inside that's smaller than that, that can grip so tight. But in a high wind, they can hold on to a little tiny twig and just sit there. And the wind will blow and they're sitting there holding on as if it ain't nothing. God created all of that. Me and you. God give us intelligence enough to know if we're not just plumb out stupid that there's a higher power. You know, I realize there are a lot of highly educated men that says that evolution is what's right. Well, I'm here to tell you, I don't care how much education they've got, how they might be looked at by the world as being brilliant. I'm here to tell you upon the authority of God's Word, they're fools. Because if you don't recognize the power of God and God the Creator, you're foolish. And there's coming a time when you will. There's coming a time when man, no matter how brilliant we think we are, no matter how much we think we don't need God, we can get along just fine. You know, there's a lot of people who think only the weak-minded people need to have a God, and that's just to help them get through because they're not strong enough to make it on their own, and that just gives them a crutch. Well, the strongest people I've ever known of in my life was people that prayed and had power with God. I ain't talking about physical strength. I'm talking about the strength that really counts, the power with God. You know, look back there in the Bible. A man of God that prayed and it closed heaven that it rained not for 3 years and 6 months. That's a long time. And then he began to pray again. And he sent his servant to look to see
If it looked like anything was coming from the sea, any rain, the server kept going by and going by. And finally he come and he said, I see a cloud raising out of the sea about the size of the palm of a man's hand. He said, go tell the king, I smell a lot of some rain. That wasn't very big, was it? But he knew the God that controlled it. And it come about just how he asked.
You and I today, when we're what God wants us to be, and we ask something of God, God's able still to work miracles. Why? Because everything that is done in this world, everything that God created is to bring power and glory unto God. You know, I heard, and I'm sure some of y'all heard it too, scientist here a few years ago was studying how they could seed clouds to get it to rain before it built up such tremendous pressure as to turn into hurricanes. And they said they quit doing that because no matter the amount of damage that a hurricane does when it comes ashore, the good that they do surpasses. And, you know, you say, man, when you see the millions of dollars of damage they can do, they build the water table, they put nitrogen in the ground, they do so much good that they have to admit, God's plan was better after all. You know, it's amazing. The longer we go, the more man learns God's ideas were right. God's plan is right. You know, a lot of times me and you can look at something and can't begin to understand all that was involved in creating it. We're just looking at the finished product and we can find such joy in it. But do you realize where it was that tiniest flower under the greatest universe? God knows what went into that first one that he created and just what it was. You know, there's little flowers here that I've seen bloom on the ground that was so tiny and just is such a short stem, I've got down on my hands and knees to smell of it at times just to see if they had a smell. But they're such a tiny little flower. I can't really smell it. But you know, if you get to noticing, it's either it's attracting the bee because of its color, or there's a smell there or something because there's a bee working it. Me and you, the world might not take notice to us that we're even there. Isn't it wonderful to know that God is aware that we're there? And he is able to take us and use us to accomplish great things with us if we only yield to him. And keep in mind that for God's pleasure, that's why you're here. Let's make sure that we bring glory and honor unto him. As we come to church today, Carol and I was driving and it was sunny and we was looking at the real dark cloud, and I said, I wonder what's the matter with the radio station. Can't even hear. She said, well, it might be the storm. And I said, well, yeah, I guess they could have got knocked off the air. And then we got up on a little high place and they started coming back in. Just right after we got here, it come the awfulest wind and rain. But in just a little bit, the sun's back out and it's looking beautiful. My life and your life is a whole lot like that. Today it might be sunny and bright, but there's a storm coming. But isn't it wonderful to know that we got the arms of God and we can cuddle right up in and be protected from all the storms and the trials of this life that comes our way if we're putting our faith and trust in him and know that the sun is going to shine again. Each and every one of us, if we yield ourselves to the Lord, that we might bring pleasure and glory unto Him. You know, I don't know if you measured me up against other men and women of God and what they've accomplished. I don't know if I'd be as big as an ant compared to what some of them has done. But yet, if I've done what God asked of me, He's satisfied with me. You know, He's got little ants and things that are smaller than that He's created here. Things me and you can't see that our life depends on. We can't even see them unless you've got a microscope. But if it wasn't for them, we couldn't exist. And yet, God did all of that. All the way to the greatest animals on the face of the earth. God created it. And each one of them to fulfill a purpose. Let's make sure we fulfill our purpose. While we get some song to sing, please realize that the creation of God, He has never forgotten and He never will. And me and you, He loved us enough to send His Son to die for us, and we can be sure He's never going to forget us. He said, I won't leave you. I won't forsake you. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end. So each and every one of us, let's do what God asks of us, no matter how small or how great a job God asks of us. We can accomplish it. You know, I've watched little bees, whether it's your ones that build their nest with paper or the ones that build it with mud, and you watch them when they're coming back. It's not a very big load that they're bringing at a time. But if you watch it and then you come back a few hours later, you can sure see how that they change. They're working hard at it. Me and you, we might feel like we can't do much, but if we work hard at it, after a while, it'll accomplish something. While we stand and sing, will you come?
I need thee every hour.